Welcome to the March 24th meeting of the Steuben County Legislature. And I would like to begin by asking the clerk to please read the roll.
Mrs. Fertello.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hannah. Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando. Mrs. Logston.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Pelham.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Tobia. Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Here.
We have a quorum. Thank you very much. I will ask Legislator Fertella to do the invocation and Legislator Pelham to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Standard procedure.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to work together today for the betterment of our county and our constituents. We pray for the military men and women who serve our country and serve us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one
nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. We're going to read the memoriam for Robert Reagan.
Thank you. The death of our former colleague, Robert Reagan, who passed away on March 11, 2025, is acknowledged by this legislature with deep sadness. Born in September of 1923, Robert was the ninth of 16 children born to Francis M. and Elizabeth A. Dick Reagan. Robert married Janet Robinson in 1955 in Rochester, New York, and in October of 24, they celebrated their 69th wedding anniversary. After graduating from Canisteo High School, Bob entered the U.S. Coast Guard and served as a merchant marine during World War II. Bob was employed at Ingersoll Rand, where he held several positions, the last of which was product cost manager. He also served a term as president of the Service Association. Additionally, Bob owned and operated the Tasty Freeze in Riverside, New York. His last position of employment was working as an accountant in the Steuben County Treasurer's Office. Bob continued his public service as a member of the Steuben County Legislature from 1990 through 1993, representing the residents of District 8 and Campbell, Bradford, and Wayne. During his tenure on the legislature, he served as a member of the Finance Committee and a member of the Health and Education Committee. Bob was an avid golfer and a longstanding member of the Bath Country Club. He was also a lifelong member of the Elks Club. Bob will be remembered for his wit and infamous one-liners, his strong dedication to family, and his contributions to the citizens of this county and his community. The members of the Steuben County Legislature respectfully move that this memoriam be spread upon the minutes of this meeting, and the clerk of the legislature shall forward a copy of this memoriam to his loving wife, Jana, as an expression of the sympathy felt by this legislature on the passing of her loved one.
Thank you. Now we'll do certificates of appreciation. I didn't see it to ask everybody to stay standing.
Gotcha.
We'd like Ken Friends to come forward, recognizing Ken for 15 years of service with the Emergency Management Office.
Stole your thunder.
She did, but that's all right.
Sorry.
Thank you very much, Ken. I'm sure that the service has changed over the course of time and that we're only going to be expanding how much we have to use you. So thank you so much.
We'd also like to recognize Ryan Thompson from the Sheriff's Department for 20 years of service.
Yay. That's okay. Yeah, you're learning. I had to learn all this stuff too. All right, now let's continue with comments by members of the public.
Mr. Wells?
Mr. Wells knows the drill.
Good morning.
Looking at your handout of Dixon's Sludge Lagoon, I want you to look at the upper left at the elongated dog kennel that parallels County Route 25 and is to the left of Phil Dixon's former home. Just a couple of hundred feet to the left of the dog kennel is the marshy origin of Helmer Creek, which under Thurston Water Initiative, we tested and found significant PFAS contamination. The second handout shows the effluent allowed to pour out onto the ground and is likely source for the chronic contamination of waterways all the way to the Chesapeake Bay. Remember, everybody is downstream of somebody. Dixon's 6 million gallon lagoon was ordered permanently breached under DEC Commissioner Jorling's tenure. The breach was filled in without the CCSE finding any DEC documents allowing the breach to be restored. Could the purpose be to slow down the toxin migration? Dilution is the solution, apparently, according to many people in the DEC and other places. I brought our county representative, Stoner Horry, to the lagoon and at the site of the time the tower seen on the lower left end of the lagoon. It's kind of a brown, it's kind of small, but it's there. I wish I could have had the picture of the expression on Stoner's face, and this was probably 1988 that I did this, 88, 89, as he gazed into the stinking, bubbling mass of liquid waste. As the rest of the legislature did nothing to stop, or sanction the abuses occurring at the time, like not using the liming tower to mitigate the pathogen threat of this 6 million gallon lagoon. Dixon's Cameron Lagoon should be considered a hazardous waste site until certified testing proves otherwise. On behalf of the CCSE, and everybody living downstream of this hazardous waste site, I am requesting the county to initiate a certified test on the lagoon effluent to appropriately determine the hazard that it poses. I thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, I will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved, Potter.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Are there any questions, changes, additions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Adoption of the minutes is carried. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Any announcements?
We do have them.
All right, Brenda, go ahead, or Rochelle.
Just a reminder that you've been invited to tour the Corning Museum of Glass after next month's board meeting. If you plan on attending, you need to let us know. And that'll be immediately following the board meeting. They have a new glass, let's see.
Studio.
New studio. Thank you.
That's it?
I think so.
Awesome. I would like to announce and remind everyone that this is National Women's History Month. And as the chair of the Steuben County Legislature, I want to recognize and celebrate women's history. It is a time to reflect on immeasurable contributions of women, not only in our past, but in our present and in our future. And as you are all well aware, I am the first woman to serve as the chair of the legislature. And it is a milestone that reflects the progress that we have made, but more importantly, the doors that we must continue to open for the generations of women who will follow. Let's be clear, this isn't just about me. This is about every single woman in Steuben County who is making history in her own way and every single day. So as the chair, I want to say loud and clear, we see you, we recognize you, and we thank you. To the women of Steuben County, your work, your sacrifices, your passion, and your resilience does not go unnoticed. You are history in the making. And I am going to share this letter and make sure that it is spread upon the minutes. All right, let's continue on with the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Resolution introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting the March 24, 2025 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second, Ferratello.
Are there any questions or comments? This is by roll, or this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Van Etten, requesting the adoption of Senate Bill Number S-3494 and Assembly Bill Number A-6659, extending the expiration date of the mortgage recording tax for the County of Steuben.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Do it.
Yes.
That doesn't what mean you can't that? Vote no.
That's the only reason.
I know.
Mrs. Fairchild?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
And Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Van Etten, requesting the adoption of Senate Bill Number S-6046 and Assembly Bill Number A-6660, extending the additional 1% sales tax for Steuben County.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
And Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Okay, it passes.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Presented by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing the creation of a capital project entitled Harder Road Bridge Replacement Project.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
And Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Presented by Mr. Potter, approving Part 2 and Part 3 of the full environmental assessment form and issuing a seeker determination of significance of the environmental impact relative to the proposed leachate pretreatment plant improvements project.
Okay. That was by Mr. Van Castle. Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
And Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Passes. Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a transfer from the contingency fund to the EMS AMB capital project.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thue?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing the county manager to enter into a purchase agreement.
Second.
Are there any questions? Is this the Hammondsport?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to be clear. Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thue?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
And Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to combine 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 and waive the readings on all those. These are the creations of all these positions, unless there's any objections.
Second.
Any other questions, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So we'll combine those and do one reading? Or
going to waive the reading?
Yeah, the motion had waiving the reading.
Waive the reading.
All right. So we've waived the reading for all of those positions. So would the clerk please call the roll?
Who
seconded all of them?
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thue?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
And Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Carried.
Like to make a motion to combine 14, 15, waive the reading.
Second.
These are the reclassifications.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So resolutions 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 carried. Now we have we passed a motion to combine
14, 15.
Resolutions 14 and 15.
Right.
And waive the reading.
Right.
Do we have a second?
I did.
Second.
You seconded did you want to second those two resolutions as well? Okay. So will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thue?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
And Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Carried.
Resolutions 14 and 15 carry. Will the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Presented by Mrs. Faratella and Mr. Shue, amending the management salary plan to reallocate the position of Director, Office for the Aging from Management Grade I to Management Grade J.
Second.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thue?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, authorizing a memorandum of agreement with the CSEA main unit to upgrade the position of safety and training specialist.
Second.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
And Mr. Thue?
Yes.
Resolution 17 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, authorizing a memorandum of agreement with the CSEA main unit, amending the promotional salary language.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 18 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 19, and we need to get Brenda a snack.
Is that coming through on the microphone?
Yeah. Introduced by Mr. Hannah, awarding the destination development grants.
I'll second that.
He's not here.
Who is the vice chair?
Paul.
So.
Mr. Van Castle.
All right, so that is introduced by Mr. Van Castle. Was there a second?
I second.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, I did have a question. It looks like about 87,000 of the 100 was allocated. The remainder is what that going to roll over to next year, or what's the plan?
Typically, that would be my recommendation, is any of that spend has to come back to you all for allocation. So instead of having them transfer the money back to us, if they just hold on to it, then that could be applied to future rounds, but they can't use it for other purposes.
Okay.
Mr. Cool.
Yeah. Mr. Thu, I think the AIP is considering a second round as well this year. So because there was that opening up of eligible groups. So I think with some of that leftovers, I think we could hopefully have another round this year for any additional candidates.
Thank you so much. Any other questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
No.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
And Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 19 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, appointing members to the Steuben County Traffic Safety Board.
Second.
Any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 20 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Presented by Ms. Fitzpatrick, appointing members to the Steuben County Industrial Development Agency.
Second.
Did we get a second? Okay. Any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 21 carries. Do we have anything else? No. Nothing? Oh, wait. I did forget. I did not ask Attorney Roselle to introduce his new deputy. Would you care to do that for us, please?
My new deputy is sitting in the middle of the audience area. Mr. Kurt Warner from Corning, and happy to have him. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. Did I miss anything else? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Pelham.
Second.
Wow. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
That's the earliest.
It might be right.
Holy smokes. It was.